Elizabeth Warren reaction to Trump coronavirus Woodward book revelations, Deep Down Fury. By Jeff Poor on September 11, 2020. Thursday on MSNBC's The Readout, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, proclaimed experiencing deep down fury when asked for her reaction to President Donald Trump's effort to prevent a panic in the midst of the COVID-19. According to Warren, that was just cause for the election of Democratic nominees Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in November. "Well, it is a deep down fury," Warren replied. "I appreciate your kind words about my brother. He passed in April from the coronavirus. And when Donald Trump says now, when it comes out publicly, Woodward says that Donald Trump not only lied to the American people back in February, he knew he was lying. He was lying, and he wasn't putting together the kind of response we needed. That a leader would have come to the American people and said this is really dangerous. This is something that we've got to be very, very careful with, and we got to get to work right now. We've got to mobilize to make sure that there are masks for everyone. That there's plenty of testing kits, that there's lots of protective gear. We've got to be careful with each other. We got to figure out the best ways to respond to stop the spread of this virus. If he had done that back in February, how many lives would have been saved in March? In April, in May, in June, in July, in August?" She continued. "How many lives would have been saved? And I must share what 190,000 other families share. And that is, could it have been my brother who would have been saved? And then, to just layer in on top of that, we can't ignore what has happened in black and brown communities and how hard they have been hit by this virus. And we have a leader who seems to have both no human understanding of what it means to the rest of us to lose someone we love. And no understanding that as president, it's his responsibility to put together a competent response, which he has completely failed to do. And I just have to say, this is why on November 3rd, we need to get Joe Biden and Kamala Harris into the White House. This all by itself is enough to tell us why we've got to make a change." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.